Sumerian religion. A stranger coming to a Sumerian city could easily notice a giant brick building at the heart of the city. It was the ziggurat, the site of the temple to the main god or goddess of the city. Sumerian temples. Religious, social, and economic activities all took place at the temple sites. Ziggurats were pyramids made of terraces, one on top of another, linked by ramps and stairs. Some were more than 7 stories high. At the top of each ziggurat was a shrine. The Sumerians believed that gods descended to earth using the ziggurat as a stairway. Ancient religious beliefs. The people of Sumer worshipped many gods and goddesses. This practice is known as polytheism, a belief in many gods. To understand this word, break it up into its parts. Poly, a Greek prefix, means many. Theism means belief in a god or gods. Sumerian myths, or stories about gods that explain people's beliefs, warned that the gods would punish people who angered them. The myths also promised rewards to people who served the gods well. Honoring the gods. The Sumerians honored their gods in religious ceremonies. Temple priests washed the statues of gods before and after each meal was offered. Music sounded and incense burned as huge plates of food were laid before them. In most ancient religions, the food was often eaten after it was presented to the gods. Perhaps the worshippers thought that by eating the offering, they would be taking in the qualities they admired in the gods. The religious beliefs of the Sumerians give us an idea of what was important to them. Poetry was also used to express what was important to them. Behold the bond of heaven and earth, the city. Behold, its well of good water. Behold, its pure canal. A Sumerian poem. The Fall of Sumer. Unfortunately for Sumer, its wealth became its downfall. Sumerian city-states fought each other over land and the use of river water. Rulers from various city-states won and lost control of all of Sumer. Around 2300 BC, Sumer was conquered by the armies of neighboring Akkadia. Their ruler, King Sargon, united the Sumerian city-states and improved Sumer's government and its military. Sumer remained united for about 100 years until it dissolved once more into independent city-states. Sumer was no longer a major power after 2000 BC. It fell to a northern rival, Babylonia, in the 1700s BC. Reading check. What weakened the cities of Sumer?